Okay, so let us learn about the Magen David. Magen David, part 3. I don't have that much. A few concluding thoughts about the Magen David. Now, the following idea I did not see anywhere, but I think it's a very obvious connection to the Magen David. And it comes from Sefer Rus. Years ago, I heard shiurim about this topic, and no one ever connected it to the Magen David. In Perek Gimel, in Sefer Rus, right before, let me read you the pasuk. When Rus goes to the threshing floor to sleep by the feet of Boaz, so on and so forth, he then tells her, "Don't worry, I'm going to marry you." And then, as she departs, the pasuk says, "Vayomer havi hamitpachas asher olayich ve'echoziva." Bring me the package that's on your back, and let me take hold of it and hold it, and hold it open for me. Vayomed sheish se'oirim. He measured 6 measures of barley. Now there are different interpretations. What does it mean? What does it mean? Sheish, 6 measures of a kav, a chatzikav. We actually just gave her 6 pieces of barley. They gave her like a very, that'd be very bizarre. That's like, you know, come, let me give you a candy. And you take out a candy bar and you took a little teeny little, take one of those squares and you cut it into 3 parts, and you give him one little part of the candy bar. I mean, what's going on here? Okay, but he gave her sheish se'oirim, 6 pieces of barley, or 6 measures of barley. Vayosha solecha vayavohu ir. And then she goes, she comes to her mother-in-law, and she says over here, that I have over here, Avatoymer sheish, Avatoymer, she said, sheish hasorim ho'ele nosanli. He gave it to me. Ki amar elai, he said to me, al tovohi reikom el chamosech. Don't go to your mother-in-law empty-handed. And there are 2 psukim. You know, every pasuk in Tanakh is very precious, is precise, and it's very interesting that we have over here 2 psukim telling us about these 6 pieces of barley. Especially the second pasuk is even more bizarre when he comes to her and he gives her and he says, "Don't come empty-handed to your mother-in-law." Now, not to go into too much detail, but there's a famous Rashi, famous Medrash, and what is the sheish soirim? So Rashi here says, "Yev shalomar sheish sin." You can't say that he gave her 6 measures, full measures, because a woman cannot carry so much. She'ein darka shel isha lo seis kamasoi ze'ela sheish se'oirim mamish. He gave her 6 barley stalks. Shocking. And someone told me, someone even showed me a picture that a barley stalk has also 6. Is that true? A barley stalk has 6 parts, 6 little things which come out of it.
To eat, or this is for a purpose?
Oh, so that's the question. What is it giving us? So simile means to eat. That's the simile. It's symbolic. What's the symbol? Give 6 barley stalks. Can you imagine? You go, you give someone 6 flowers. 6 barley stalks.
6 generations.
The Ramaz lo she'osid lotzei smimen. This is Rashi. There are different midrashim. She'osid lotzei smimen ben she'misparech b'sheish brachos. Ruach chochma uvina eitza ugvura ruach das v'yiras Hashem. And who is this reference to? It's mentioned to Melech HaMashiach. This pasuk is said about the Melech HaMashiach, Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David is going to come from you, and Mashiach ben David has within him these 6 beautiful milos. Now there's another medrash. This is the Targum. I can't find it over here. I'm the Kros Gedolos on Sefer Rus. Don't worry, it's not important now. And the Targum there says that 6 tzaddikim will come from her. Who are the 6 tzaddikim? David is number 1. Daniel, Chagai, Zechariah, Umalachi, and Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach. That's all you have. That your svarim. I'm sorry. So those are the. There are several. But the point is, I'm not going into too much detail. Here we have Rus, and by the way, how many generations do we have at the end of Sefer Rus until the coming of David? What's the end of the pasuk? We have the Eilatodos Peretz. We go to the generations Peretz Chetzon, Rom, Aminadov, Nachshon, Salmo, Sachi, Boaz, Oibed. At what point in time, from the time of Boaz, let me just look at Boaz. Boaz, Oved, Yishai, David. That's only four. Okay, but we have over here, you cannot ignore that the beginning of David in one respect comes from the time of Rus. Rus Hamoviah. I mean, you'll tell me that David comes all the way back from Yehuda, David comes back from Lot. Okay, fine. But a very critical moment in time when David began, the dawn of David began with Rus Hamoviah. And this was predicted to her, was shown to her symbolically with the number 6. Sheish Sa'irim. And there's a lot of depth which I'm not prepared to go through. I don't know, and I'm not prepared. But there's a lot of depth in these two psukim, but all focuses on the number 6 connected to David. The Magen David is David, and it's 6. So when you look at the Magen David, what we're looking at, you're looking at is it's a symbol for Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach. It's a whole new look. I didn't see anyone that says this, but I think it's a very obvious and important idea. How could you ignore this? This is what Boaz is telling her. From you will come Mashiach, number 6, Sheish Sha'irim. It's a new focus on what the Magen David is all about. Okay, let's go to another idea. The Magen David, we discussed yesterday a lot about the numbers. Is the Magen David, is it a combination of twos? Is it a focus on the number 3? Is it a focus on the number 6, 6 and 7? And then we focus briefly on the idea that the Magen David represents the numbers 12/13. Because in one respect, the Magen David, it's not the points, it's the sides. The Magen David is a shape, you have a box. The box has 4 sides. You have a 3-dimensional box, you have 6 sides. But the Magen David is an image which has really 6, has 12 sides. When you look at the Magen David, you take all the lines, and you look at the exterior, the perimeter of the Magen David, what do you have? You have 12 sides. And those 12 sides, if they would all be merged, if you would bend them all inward, it would come to the center focus, they all bend into the focus, the center, number 13. 12/13. And we discussed yesterday the number 12/13 is extremely significant. There are 12 Shvatim, and the 12 Shvatim have their root in Yaakov Avinu, the 13. Yaakov Avinu, and the 12 Shvatim is number 13. Yaakov is the Shoresh, is the Pnimis, is the center, and his 12 children. What else did we mention about the Shvatim? That's the point we'll come to. It represents the Degolim. That in the Midbar, we really mentioned this yesterday, so I want to bring it out a little bit differently. In the Midbar, when Klal Yisrael traveled, they traveled with Degolim. Degolim, in the center was Machane Leviyah, was the Shechina, was the Mishkan, and the Leviim. And surrounding the Leviim were the 12 tribes. Yosef was divided into 2, Ephraim and Menasheh. So with Levi, we have a total of 13. Number 13 was captured together with the Aron, and on the outside there were 12 Shvatim surrounding the Shechina. In other words, and what was this called? This was called the Degolim. What is a Degel? Degel is a flag. And in fact, each of the 4 sides had a leader with a specific flag. And in fact, each one of the Shvatim had their own flag. So in other words, what the Magen David really is, it is symbolic of the travels of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Now let's go a little bit deeper. We all are very much aware that Ma'aseh Avosimu Banim, when Klal Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, they made 42 stops. 7 times 6. 42 stops in the Midbar. And these 42 stops represent that Klal Yisrael in history, in world history, will travel. They will travel from one location to another location. They'll come to location. They'll set up an environment, a community, a yeshiv, and then the time will come when it will be dismantled. Sometimes it's dismantled, Rachman will start through Khorbin, and sometimes this is the migration. We've done what we need to do here, and everyone picks themselves up and they move on to a new neighborhood. In the world history, Klal Yisrael are traveling from place to place until they reach their final destination, Eretz Yisrael. And their travel in the Midbar for 40 years was done with the configuration of the Degolim. in that respect, when you look at the Magen David, it represents the travels of Klal Yisrael through Golus. See, in the past, we focus, what is the Magen David? The Magen David, we just told you, said that the Magen David, it's Mashiach. It represents the Melech HaMashiach. The Magen David represents Eretz Yisrael. Right? It represents, we focus, today, that's what it means. They look at the Magen David today, so it has been adopted by the state of Israel. Most people, they look at the Magen David in the world, it represents the land of Israel. Unfortunately, in previous generations, before there was an Eretz Yisrael, it was used as a symbol for as a Jew, as the person. This is a Jew. That's who he is. That's what a Magen David is. Today, ask anyone in this world, how many people are in the world? 5 billion? More? 6 billion? How many people are in the world?
7 billion
people? It's a lot of people. Can't count that high. Ask those people, when they see the Magen David, what will they tell you? 90%, no, not Jews. No, no, they will not say the word Jew. In the year 2013, when you ask the 7 billion people, when you see that mug, that song, what does that mean? The state of Israel. That's what it means. Go back 70 years. When you ask someone, ask now, I don't know, there were 7 billion, maybe there were 6 billion or 5 billion. Ask them 70 years ago, what does that symbol mean? A Jew. A Jew. It means different things at different points in time. It means David, right? Simply, what does it mean? It means David. It means David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects me. It has many different meanings, but in one respect, the Magen David means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us throughout our Golus. Forget about the state of Israel, forget about a Jew. It means the Masaos of Klal Yisrael. Because the Masaos were done in a unique formation of 12 surrounding number 13. Also, the Magen David has 6 sides. We discussed this yesterday. It's also 6/7. There are 6 points, and they all overlap or converge in the 7th point in the center. 6 times 7 is 42. There are 42 Masos. The Magen David, in the bigger picture of things, deeper meaning, it represents Klal Yisrael exists as a nation even in times of Galus. They travel from place to place. They are guided by Kadosh Baruch Hu. They are protected by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we travel until we reach our final destination of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now I come to the last idea. Last idea comes from the Sefer. Like I told you, the secrets of the Magen David by Rav Avraham Aryeh Trugman, and he quotes from very heavily from Rabbi Ginsburg. Rabbi Ginsburg is, if not mistaken, is a Lubavitcher Chassid. He is a very big Mekubal. A very, very big Talmud Chacham. When we learned the Aleph Beis, much of what I discussed with you came from his Sefer, The Secrets of the Hebrew Letters. It was written by Rabbi Ginsburg. And in fact, I discovered, he writes over here, that he helped him. He wrote part of the book. Rabbi Avraham Aryeh Trugman. And he says something there which I'm not here to tell you about my life. It blew my mind. Fascinating insight. We learned about the 3 shields. The shield of Avraham, the shield of David, and the shield of Shlomo. Now let's review. This is very, very important. Why are these 3 people associated with the concept of a Magen? Well, Avraham does not need any apology. He's the first time we have the word Magen. Anochi Magen Loch Secharcha Harbe Mo'od. Hashem said to Avraham, don't worry, I am your shield. Your reward is very great. You will have a child. And that is, and you have a child, and you'll have, and you'll have Eretz Yisrael. We find the word Magen used by Avraham again a second time in reference to Malkit Tzedek. Malkit Tzedek praised Avraham, Baruch Avraham Likel Elyon Asher Migain Tzarecha Biyodech. Hashem delivered your enemies into your hand. Okay, so we don't need to apologize about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is certainly associated very, very much with the concept of a shield. Whatever that means, however you want to learn a shield, protection. Who else is very much associated with a shield? And I have to know that this is the real Makar. This is the real deal. This is what we spend most of the time on the first part of the Magen David. And that is David. Now why? Why is David called the Magen David? Why? Because in the Bar Kokhba rebellion they had shields and they had a picture of David. That's not the reason. So we discussed the Ikar reason, because David summarized his life with a Shira, what is called Shiras David. The Shira was so chaviv to David, he repeated it twice. In Sefer Shmuel, at the end of his life, he very emotionally describes, he summarizes his life with this beautiful shir, which appears Shmuel Beis, Perikov Beis, and again he took it and he altered it slightly and adapted it for Sefer HaTehillim, for Klal Yisrael, in Mizmar, I think it's Yud Ches, Shiras David. And three times in Shiras David, for a total of six times, does David say, Hashem, you are my shield. You are my... Three times. Nothing else is repeated three times. The emphasis of the concentration of David's life is Shiras David. You can't deny that. David has a whole Sefer, Shmuel. He has a whole Sefer Tehillim, other Svarim. But the Ikar Shebi Karim, the concentrated part of David's life, is Shiras David. And the concentration, the concentrated aspect of Shiras David is, Hashem, you are my shield. And he says this six times. So that is the Ikar reason why the Mogen is associated with David. Not because of any pictures, not because of any period in history, it's because David himself said, Ribbono shel Olam, you are my shield. And he said this six times. Three in Divrei, it's in Tehillim, and three in Shmuel. So six, David, I mean, that is really where it starts and ends. Now, the big mystery, I always wondered about this, where does this thing called the Mogen Shlomo come from? The Mogen Shlomo, it's not so popular, you don't hear about it that much today, but in a lot of the old writings, there's something called, in fact, they used to call the Mogen David, 300 years ago, the Mogen David was called in Svarim, the Mogen Shlomo. And there was no difference, that was, the six-pointed star was called the Mogen Shlomo. Today, it's been established in other sources, I don't know how everything breaks up, is that the star of five pointed star is what we call the Mogen Shlomo, and the six we leave for David. But why? Why is Shlomo associated with the Mogen more than any other member of the Ishei HaTanach? A nice thick book, Ishei HaTanach, their lives and histories. Only why Shlomo? So it's very simple. It says over here in the Sefer, Ritrugman, very simple. It's because Shlomo HaMelech also at the end of Sefer Mishle that he wrote, summarized his life. It's a very powerful perek, perek Lamed. It's the end of Mishle. Mishle goes only into Lamed Aleph. Eishes Chayil is Lamed Aleph. But in perek end of Lamed, where he's really coming down to the end, it's like Soif Dover HaKol Nishma. He writes here, let me read the beginning of the perek, Divrei Agur ben Yaku Hamasonu Hagever Leishtiel Leisiel Veuchol. It's a very complicated pasuk, but it refers to Shlomo, he refers to himself, basically summarizing his life. And he goes on to say here a very simple concept. Pasuk Hey, Perek Lamed Pasuk Hey, Shlomo HaMelech, end of Mishle. Kol Imras Elokai Tzirufa, all the words of Hashem are refined. Mogen Hu Lachoy Simbo, he is a shield to those that seek refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo HaMelech in this perek, in one degree, in one dimension, is summarizing everything. Equivalent to Soif Dovar HaKol Nishma Es Elokim Yirov Yes Mitzvosav Shemar Ki Zeh Kol Adam. In Mishle he does it a little bit differently, and he says, Rabbi Sai, the bottom line is Imras Elokai Tzrufa Mogen Hu Lachoytzimbo, he is a shield. So Shlomo himself says, I got it. You know what Hashem is? He's a Mogen. This is why we have a third member of this club, exclusive club, who is associated with a shield. Avraham, Altir Avraham, Anochi Mogen Loch, David, he himself said six times, and Shlomo at the end of Mishle, Perek Lamed Pasuke. That's where it all starts and ends. Okay, fine. Now we come to something amazing. Three shields. Now, Halacha L'mayis, how do you make, what is Mogen Avraham? I don't know where this comes from. He says here it's the eight-sided star. There's such a thing called an eight-sided, they have this on the Leningrad Codex has the eight-sided star around the three, around the Magen David. Yeah, the Leningrad Codex on the cover of the manuscript from the year 10, the year 1008. There is the Magen Avram that surrounds the Magen David. Then there's the Magen David and the Magen Shlomo. Now, in fact, we pick all of these together. In fact, you also hear that the Hasidim of Rabbi Ginsburg have made a pendant of all three together. You have on the back, on the bottom, is the Magen Avram, 8. On top of it is the Magen David, a little bit smaller. And on top of that is the Magen Shlomo. He has a beautiful picture of this pendant, which is Hasidim fashioned. Now, what is the significance of these three shields? Avraham is associated with 8. David is 6. Shlomo is 5. Ches, Vav, Hey. What does that spell? Chava. Rabbi Ginsburg says the three shields together is what he calls the Tikkun Chava. The what's the word for Tikkun? The perfection, the correction of Chava. Explains further, who needs a shield? Who is always in need of shelter? Women. And in the modern world, you tell me, no, it's not like that anymore. But generally speaking, a woman looks for the shelter of her husband. The man is the macho gibar. He goes out and fights all the battles and provides shelter for women. The concept of a mogain is a feminine concept. Men don't need shields. I don't need any protection. I'll go out and fight. A shield is a defensive barrier. It's protection. Women are always being protected and shielded by the strong men. The concept of a mogain, by definition, is a feminine concept. And the three shields together, Ches, Vav, He, spell Chava. Tikkun Chava. Where does this come from? So we know it comes from the Chet. Why does Chava need a Tikkun? Because all Chet comes from Chava. The first Chet came, Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. She took from the Eitz Hadas and she gave her husband to eat. And from there, the whole world, Chet came into existence. And what we are doing in these 6,000 years is coming to be Misakein. We're coming to be Misakein, the Chet of Chava, the first sin that existed in this world. The three shields, these three personalities, Avraham, David, and Shlomo, each in their unique way, their recognition that Ribbono Shel Olam, you are our shelter, you are our protection. What they are really doing in essence is they are contributing to the world returning back to its perfect state before Chava sinned and ate from the Eitz Hadas. Avraham was the father, our father. Avraham Avinu was the forefather who began it all. David is Malchus and Klal Yisrael, but David never lived to build the Beis Hamikdash. David never David built upon the forefather Avraham Avinu, the patriarch of Klal Yisrael, but David began a process of Malchus which reached its climax as his son Shlomo HaMelech, Ish Tachas Gafna Tachas Tenaso, where the world came that close to perfection. So it's an amazing concept. These three Ishei HaTanach are the three that are defined with the concept of a mogen. A mogen, by definition, is a feminine, it's something feminine, shelter. The Isha of this world is Chava. Together, these three shields spell Chava. The contribution that each of these three, each of Tanakh, have given us in Tanakh, in the world, when we study Avraham, when we study David, when we study Shlomo, and we combine them together, we can bring Mashiach. We can bring the ultimate tikkun of the Chet Eitz Hadas. The ultimate tikkun. That's his idea. This is a beautiful, beautiful concept. Beautiful concept of bringing together the three shields. The Magen Avram, the Magen David, the Magen Shlomo, Ches, Vav, Hey, Chava, Tikkun Chava. That's the gist Obviously, this opens up much greater ideas, but that's the gist of what, where the Mogen David fits in the bigger picture of the Mogen Avram and the Mogen Avshalom. In a certain way, we relate more to the Mogen David than we relate to the Avraham. We're past Avraham. Avraham already set the stage. Shlomo we have not yet reached. Shlomo is the ultimate perfection. We're holding in the middle. We're like David. David already is built upon Avram, leading into the coming of Mashiach. We connect more to Mogen David. So you look at the Mogen David, you're just looking at one of three. You're looking at, we are this link in between the Mogen Avram and the Mogen of Shlomo. Tikkun Chava. Okay, with that, we will conclude.
Protected Sarah, but could you say the same thing of David and Shlomo? In the same way,
they're not using Mogen in the term of protecting their wives. They're using Mogen in the form of recognizing that Hashem protects them.
All three were most